Why Water Baptism, Part 25. I'm Professor Hannes Redelgeist from the First Assembly of Yahushua, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or have a question, or just want to share something short, please contact us at WhatsApp 0722-367-124. That's of course a plus 27 international code. Just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are going to participate in the study, you're very, very welcome. Hallelujah. But I urge you to go to part one. Start from the beginning because you have missed quite a bit of information up to this stage. It's important to subscribe to the channel to be able to be notified about the different studies that we are busy with. Please share the link with your friends and your family and make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible ready. Pen and paper. I trust that this study today will be a blessing unto you in the wonderful name of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. May this study be a blessing unto you this morning. Why? Water baptism. We're looking at the spiritual funeral. Now we're going to continue where we left off yesterday morning. At verse 15, Romans 6:15, Apostle Paul was asking a question, and we didn't get through everything because time has caught up with us. What then? Shall we sin or continue in sin? Because we, as part of the bride of Yahushua, are not under the law or the Hebrew law, the 613 laws of Moses, but under grace. Yahweh Almighty forbidden. With other words, we can't play with the Old Testament and the New Testament. It's impossible to function with one foot in the Old Testament and one foot in the New Testament. Prof, do you reject the Old Testament? No. Not at all. The Old Testament, in my life, I see it as a roadmap leading into the New Testament. There's a lot of things that we can learn from the Old Testament. But there was not grace in the Old Testament. And that's why Moses never entered into the promised land. Because instead of speaking to the rock when they needed water, he hit the rock and so the water came out. And that caused him entering into Canaan. The Bible says he stood on a mountain, he saw the promised land. And then he died. But he didn't enter. Now, I've said before, if this was in the time, if that happened in the time of grace, like today, all he had to do was ask forgiveness for being disobedient. That's all he had to do. But the 613 laws of Moses was written because there was no grace in it. And that's why there will had to be a new law of grace. And this is what Yahweh gave us. Where we as the old sinners had to be immersed or buried in a water grave. And arose new life in Yahushua. Verse 16. Know ye as part of the bride of Yahushua not, look at my hands, know ye as part of the bride of Yahushua not, so he's actually asking something. Know you as a part of the bride of Yahushua not, that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, His servant ye are to whom ye obey. If you are working for a boss, for a manager, for a director, he is actually your boss. And many times in my life, I heard people saying, Mr. So-and-so is my boss, or Mrs. So-and-so is my boss. It's the one that's paying your salary check every month or every week. So if you obey, if you yield yourself to obey, you become a servant. That person that's the boss, the one that's giving the instructions, you will obey him or her. And this is what happened with sin. If sin is my boss, if sin is ruling in my life, then my body and my mind will automatically obey the boss, sin. The servant to whom you will obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. So when I obey Yahushua, I obey him as my Savior. If I obey Yahweh my Father, I obey him as the Creator of heaven and earth, but having grace over me who were a sinner. So what do we as bride, what do? We obey Yahushua into righteousness. And righteousness is grace. Righteousness is gladness. But Yahweh be thanked that ye, as part of the bride of Yahushua, were the servants of sin. He says were. You were the servants of, you're not servants of sin today. You were the servants of sin. But ye, as the part of bride Yahushua, have obeyed from the heart. It's not the heart, it's the soul dimension. That form of doctrine which was delivered to you. What has Apostle Paul said? Shall we live in sin? No, we don't want to live in sin. Shall we sin just because there's grace? We don't want to sin just because there's grace. Because it is grace unto grace. We don't just want to sin because we can sin. No. We want to live in holiness. It's not like having a sword to my throat. We do it because we want to live in holiness. It's a gladness of joy. Serving Yahushua is a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. He says in verse 17, but Yahweh be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye, the bride, have obeyed from the heart the soul dimension, that form a doctrine which was delivered unto you, a doctrine of eternal life. Hallelujah. Written in the blood of Yahushua. Verse 18, being then made free from sin. Are you free of sin? Yes, we live not to want to sin. Did you hear what I said? We live not to want to sin. We want to live in holiness, in righteousness. You became the servants of righteousness. Who? The bride of Yahushua. Verse 19, I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to unrighteousness and to iniquity, even so now yield your members servants of righteousness unto holiness. We have a free choice. How many sugar do we put in a cup of coffee? Do we drink milk in coffee? We have a choice. And we, as the bride of Yahushua, has a choice whether we want to live in holiness or live in sin. And when you want to live in holiness, is unto righteousness of Yahweh our Elohim. For even ye were the servants of sin. You were the servants of sin. You were free from righteousness. When you were the servants of sin, but the moment that you experience the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, the moment that you experience the blood of Yahushua and the grace of Yahweh our Elohim, you can never deny it again. Why? Because you have experienced it. The Bible says here, for you were the servants of sin. We were, past tense. Not are. We are not now. We were some times ago. But today, we were free. We were free from righteousness. We are free. We've been redeemed by the blood of Yahushua. What fruit have ye then in those things thereof? What fruit have ye then? What fruits are you bringing forth? Is a small little fruit. Oh, we have fruits, but it's small little fruits here and there. Or do we have proper fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh? We must not give the devil a chance. Even a small chance, he will destroy you. He will destroy your ministry. He will destroy your life. He will destroy your marriage. He will destroy your business. He will destroy your children. If you don't have fruits of the Spirit in your life, by which everybody can acknowledge and see the light shining from you, out of you, the light of righteousness. He says, for the fruit you have those things thereof, ye are not ashamed, you're not ashamed. As your fist, as part of the bride of Yahushua, we are not ashamed. We have nothing to be ashamed of. Nothing. The fact that we've been redeemed by the blood of Yahushua, we've been married and arose and live in holiness, we have nothing to be ashamed of. I can remember when I was in Standard 6, Standard 7. I was saved at that time. I was 15 years old. I lived in holiness. We were testifying and preaching on open air services, and we were living the word as we knew at that time. And we were never ashamed. My friends at school knew that on a Wednesday night we will go to prayer meeting. On a Friday night we will go to youth service. On a Tuesday night we will go on open air meetings. We had 7 days a week. We were busy with the kingdom, the work of Yahweh Elohim. We were scarred. We called him God those years. We didn't know the names. But we were not ashamed to tell our friends. He says, you are not ashamed, for the end of those things is death. If you want to live in sin, it will kill you. If you want to continue in sin, today you have the right opportunity, if you have allowed sin in your life, for Yahweh to rededicate your life. But now being made free from sin and became servants of Yahweh our Elohim, Ye have your fruits unto holiness and the end everlasting life. Why are we living in holiness? It is to make everlasting life. And it is a life to live. What's behind us is behind us. It's no use running backwards. It's what is in front of us. Through the grace of Yahweh. For the wage of sin is death. Listen to this. For the wage of sin is death, but the gift of Yahweh Almighty is eternal life through Yahushua, our Redeemer. I've just said, if you've made a mistake, if you've backslid, best time, the best time ever, to say to Yahushua, I'm sorry. To say, Yahweh, our Father, I'm sorry. Give me another chance. For the wage of sin is death. You will die. You will burn in hell one day if you don't turn around. There's a saying that says, turn or burn. But the gift of Yahweh Almighty is eternal life through Yahushua, our Redeemer. The question is, A, can I be saved without being born again? What do you say? What do you say? What does children know about being born again? I'm going to leave you with A, B, and C. And then Monday morning we will start with this if it's Yahweh's will. What does children know about being born again? The next question is, when one repents of our sin, do you need to be immersed? If yes, why? I'm going to leave you with these questions. It's all weekend in front of you. Do your own study. Go back to Romans 6 verse 1. And make a study of the word unto verse 23. And rediscover the revelation of the word. Till next week, if it's Yahweh's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.